Epilogue. 2 years later, some men crashed while returning from the North Pole. Maybe those men are alone on the ice, Amundsen said. Maybe they haven't got any food or radio to contact us. We must find them. He jumped into a plane with 5 crew members, determined to rescue the men. Nobody heard from them again. On the 18th of June, 1928, the news channels reported that the famous Norwegian explorer, Roald Amundsen, was missing. The Norwegian government searched for many weeks. Some believed that Amundsen's plane went down in the Barents Sea because of heavy fog. Others found a small piece of wing near Tromsø on the west coast of Norway. But to this day, nobody really knows the truth about Amundsen's last journey, and nobody ever found his body. In August 2004, almost 90 years later, the Royal Norwegian Navy searched for the wreckage of Amundsen's plane. They sent a submarine called Hugin 1000 north into the deep ice. Many prayed for the submarine to find Amundsen's plane. The submarine searched underwater. It covered over 40 square miles of seafloor, but it found nothing. 5 years later, in 2009, the same submarine explored the Arctic Ocean again, but they still couldn't find Amundsen or his aeroplane. All they found were miles and miles of cold white ice. Roald Amundsen lived his life as a brave explorer. He didn't want to be the captain of a merchant ship or to stay home and be a doctor. He needed to search for something new, and he succeeded. His disappearance is still a mystery today.